to media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have any questions for the coaches this morning, and we'll work those questions into them as soon as we can. We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Stony Brook Seawolves, Chuck Priori. Good morning, Coach Priori.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Before we start talking about your team and breaking down the challenge of South Florida on Saturday, how do you feel like your team has come through camp, and have you come through it relatively healthy?
Yeah, we had no injuries that are really going to last more than maybe a early part of the season, so that was good. And, you know, for the most part, it's been a great weather, and I'm sure everybody else has articulated, and we really didn't have any rain practices, so it was a great preseason.
Let's kind of take a look at your team on both sides of the ball, and on offense, nine starters back, and your, I know offense, in talking to you at media day, is an area that you feel like you need to improve, but you got quite a bit back, starting with your quarterback, Joe Carbone. Talk about the camp he's had.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things that you can't overlook is that he was hurt at the end of the year, and we did not win when he did not play. He was 5-3 as a starter. He had a very good off-season, spring ball, summer workouts, and so far in preseason. I think he's made the improvements that we were looking for, and that comes down to the consistency of the game at that position and playing within the system. So, you know, we're pleased with that and his progress at this point.
You also have he's got a couple of talented skill guys, two of the best in the conference, and Stacey Bedell at the running back and Ray Bolden at wide receiver. And what kind of year do you expect from those guys, and how does having that kind of talent at the other skill positions help Joe out?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely crucial for the quarterback to have guys that can make plays. you know, Stacey's back again. He missed the last couple of games of the year last year due to injury, and, you know, had, I think, 10 or 12 touchdowns prior to getting hurt and missed the end of the year. So, you know, he's back in full stride, and so is Ray. And, you know, they both had good camps. They're both captains. I think they both can certainly help Joe be successful, you know, by controlling the run game and making big plays in the pass game.
We're here with Stony Brook head coach Chuck Priori. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. Defensively, you guys have built a reputation as one of the top defenses in FCS. Got nine starters back on that group. Who has looked good on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, our interior lineman Usman Kamara has been really, really playing well, and he's a four-year starter. So excited about him. Our two inside linebackers, Shane Lawless and Noah McGinty, coming back for their third year, you know, and then Tyrese Beverett, our field nickel, is we think a terrific player. And you know, we got a veteran secondary, so our back five, including Tyrese, are all seniors, have all played 3 and 4 years for us. We've got all our starters back up front. So, you know, we're a very veteran unit, as you alluded to. You know, and our job this preseason was to develop depth and make sure we have guys that can step up when called on.
With that veteran group, and as I touched on, you guys have built such a reputation on that side of the ball. What do you feel like the key to that consistent success has been?
You know, you always got to give credit to the players, first and foremost. They've taken on to the system, and they've played the game fast. I think our defensive staff has really prepared them correctly. You know, and, you know, as Coach was just saying before, you want to play with high energy, you want to play the game fast, and you want to play it physical. And if you can set those tones in practice, a lot of it will carry over to the games.
You obviously have a big challenge right out of the gate against the USF team that I guess you had the advantage of seeing play on Saturday night. What has impressed you about them as you watch them play?
Well, I'm not so sure that's an advantage watching them play, but you know, they got off to a little bit of a slow start, but it was all self-inflicted. And once they got themselves on track, they look like the team that left the field last year, winning a lot of games at the end of the year and winning a big bowl game, and who are favored to win the American Conference, and who have a quarterback that's probably at the end of the year going to be in the Heisman Trophy conversation because he's going to put up the statistics, whether he'll be a guy that's in that top group or not, but he's going to put the statistics up. They are, I think they bring back 18 and 19 starters, and they're still a young team. They've got depth at a lot of positions, they're physical, they're athletic. We played them in 2009. It was our first FBS game down at Raymond James Stadium. And it was similar then. They were a talented team, and they'll be a talented team on Saturday afternoon.
You touched on the quarterback, Flowers. Have you gone up against a guy that has sort of the multi-dimensional talents that he has, and what as a team with a strong defense, what are some of the keys for you guys? What have you talked about to try to see if you can try to contain him and slow him down a little bit?
Well, you sit there and you say, well, he's probably more dangerous when he breaks the pocket and runs, so you'd like him to run, throw the ball, but because of his ability to run the ball, guys are not in coverage, and he throws a lot of touchdown passes and connects with a lot of big plays. So, I think we've got to play our game. We've got to keep him between the tackles. We can't allow him to have big plays consistently. He's going to have them. You've got to control them. And you've got to be able to play the long field. Last weekend when San Jose State, when they allowed South Florida have the long field. It was a little bit more difficult for South Florida to move the ball, so you got to give them the long field. You got to play the field position battle a little bit, and understand you're probably not going to stop them. You want to control that offense and keep the game in range for yourself.
So is that offensively for you guys, being able to control the ball a little bit and control the clock, is that going to be a big focus?
Well, I think we talked as a staff. We're going to run our offense, Certainly, the most important thing is to get better as a team, and that's what Saturday's about. And I think we got to make smart decisions from the standpoint of field position and clock issues. But we're going to run our offense. We're going to be as efficient as we can be, and make sure we put our defense in a good situation. But they're talented defensively also, and they'll create turnovers. And if you sit on it, there'll be too many three and outs. So we've got to create some big plays on our side of the ball, and points are going to be important. And so we've got to come out and attack them.
Obviously, it makes for a difficult challenge as a coach, but how excited are your players to have the shot not only to play a nationally ranked FBS team, but playing in an NFL stadium and everything that goes with that?
Yeah, it certainly helps with the preseason energy level and the focus. These are kids that dream to play in those stadiums and want to be connected with players of that that ability. So, they're excited, and there's no question each and every one of them are excited about taking the opportunity and being down there, but more importantly, performing correctly and having a chance in the fourth quarter to win the football game.
All right, Chuck, thanks for your time this morning. Look forward to talking to you all season long, and safe travels and good luck down at USF.
Thank you. Have a great one.
All right, you too.